Stocks opened a bit lower after a six-day winning streak. Technology companies, which have led the market's recent rally, were starting a slightly lower as well. Costco rose 1.6% after reporting a strong quarter. More from townhall.com.
Did you party Friday and Saturday nights? Make Sunday your recovery day at Wind River Resort and Casinos Hotel. Recover poolside at our hotel every other Sunday, starting Sunday, June 4th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. $2 cover charge, free for all hotel guests. Sunday is your day to relax and recover at Wind River Resort and Casino. Round out the weekend with poolside DJ entertainment, food and drink specials, prize drawings, and giveaways. Recovery Sundays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. Poolside. Recovery Sundays. It's better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to KCNR 1460. Where's that man's voice? This is Linda Bott. Carl Bott is actually going to be speaking with the chief this morning at a Rotary function. They're going to be talking to a handful of young women and men that are going to be entering the armed forces. So they're going to be talking about their experiences in front of Rotary and then going to talk to them afterwards. So I'm very, very thrilled this morning to have one of my best friends, somebody who is one of my heroes, and that's Dr. Douglas McConnell. Hi.
Hi there, Linda. Good morning, Reading. I'm very honored, when the Marines get in trouble, to call in the Army Airborne. It's just wonderful, and I'm happy to drop right in and sit next to you and host the show. Thanks.
And you're in your doctor's coat.
I am.
Because you're also going to be giving a speech today.
Well, a lecture to a group of bright young nurses who are new at SRMC that we're basically helping orient towards improved and better forever cardiac surgery care.
You said you got up at 3:45 because you had to put together slides, and we have had the great pleasure of knowing you and Bonnie since you came to Reading. Was it 9 years?
It was. I actually started working up here intermittently in 2006, but 2009 on we lived here.
Okay, good, because I know we got married in 2008. Carl came around 2007, and you've been a close friend to us since then. And it's just, we always admire you and Bonnie. So we'll talk a little bit more about what you're doing and some of your thoughts, because we talked about healthcare before we went on the show. I said to Carl, I know it's hard to believe, but you know, when the girls get together, but in this case it would be Doug and Linda, we talk about other things besides hair. Yeah. I mean, we were talking last night about politics.
I don't have any hair, or at least not very much to be much to talk about. It'd be a very short speech.
Well, let's go to our pet of the week, and we have Amy here with a darling kitten. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
What's happening, and did you get that pet adopted last week?
I believe so.
I took
Katie. Katie got adopted yesterday after a combined 132 days in the shelter.
Wow.
I was trying to remember who I brought last week, and I was like, oh, it's Katie, and she finally got adopted.
Way to go, Katie.
You've had some pitties that you brought in lately that have been adorable, well-behaved, and again, breaking all of the what people think, you know, pitties are.
Breaking the stereotypes.
So this morning you have a kitty.
I do. I have, this is little Thomas O'Malley. If you're not familiar, that's the name of the Tomcat on Aristocats. His name is Thomas O'Malley.
I didn't know that. But
he is a three-month-old domestic short hair kitten. He's actually been raised in foster care. So he came to the shelter too young to be adopted. So he was taken into a loving home by some really amazing people who make the choice to foster for us, which is something that we are always looking for since it's kitten season. So once he is big enough, and now that he is, he's back at the shelter and ready to be adopted. Him and his, I think he has two sisters, and they are dolls. They are super cute, too. They're like Siamese-looking, kind of.
And sometimes it's nice to be able to adopt siblings.
Yeah.
So it keeps them company and watch them play. Now, when you say it's kitty season, what are you referring to?
So kitten season, cats tend to give birth in the spring and summer months and kind of lie dormant with mating throughout the rest of the year. We still see kittens all year round, but not the influx and the numbers that we'll see in spring and summer. And if you do not spay or neuter your pets, female cats can actually have two litters a year. So they can have two in a season. So, I mean, multiply that by however many. So two unaltered cats, just one pair of unaltered male and female cats, can end up making within 7 years, if they're not altered with all their litters, and then mating with others and mating with others, can make up to 7 million cats.
That's two cats.
Two cats within... What is it? It's 2 million in 7 years. 2 million cats in 7 years is
just
how many?
From and two cats just, siring that many.
Yep, and that's just the statistics based on only three kittens per litter. So we know cats can have more than that.
And they're assuming that the litter.
Yes, because they can
beginning to produce.
They
okay.
reach sexual
right.
maturity very early in life, 4 to 6 months. Cats can, and it just depends. Like there are some that have gotten. We've seen them as early as 4 months. So they, it's not. People think that they're still a kitten. No. No, not always. So, you know, spay and neuter, always important. Still doing the $25 special for spay and neuters for cats right now.
That's
so
great.
So, prime time. You want to, you know, help us out with population control, come down and prepay for your surgery from 9 to noon Monday through Friday.
And this is why we think it's so important on KCNR to partner with Haven Humane.
Sure.
We love every Friday morning we have Amy. We don't know which pet she's bringing in that's adoptable that day. So tell us your hours, because this is a darling kitten, two-tone. What is it, like a month, 2 months?
He's about 2 to 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. 8 to 10 weeks somewhere. All I think right. it's about 10 weeks,
very,
actually.
Very gentle looking.
Yeah,
very
yeah and that's a good thing people. About getting a kitten that's been in foster homes
right.
is they've already been in a home. So that's something, and a lot of those foster homes have children or they have other pets. So they know how they're going to do in a home-like setting. Whereas, you know, other cats that come in, we're not exactly sure of their history, but when it's some, you know, it's a kitten that goes to foster care, we know, you know, their likes and dislikes and what they're good with. And it gets them a lot of really important socialization in the very beginning of their life. So
what time do you guys open today?
So we open at 11 for viewing with
okay.
animals, 11 to 5. We're open 11 to 5 Monday through Friday, and 11 to 5 Saturday. But we are open till 7 on Wednesdays. That's the one day of the week we're actually open 11 to 7. So if you work, it's a good time to come down and, you know, just give us people a little bit of extra time.
Yeah, unless some people are empty nesters right now. You know, a lot of kids are getting off going. I have a handful of girlfriends that are, their kids are going away to college. So, you know, it might not be a bad time to think about, like, filling that space up with a beautiful pet that needs a home.
With a companion animal,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So, well, thank you, Amy.
You're welcome. I want to make one reminder with the weather warming up. Please do not leave your animals, your pets, in the car.
Because I'll bash your window in.
It is hot.
And it's true.
Yes.
I went up to the doggy park because I go up to Benton Dog Park on a regular basis. And it's very interesting because even when it's 90 degrees outside, in your car, it's 100. Consider it 20 degrees hotter.
Well,
right,
much more. Actually,
consider
yeah.
yes. Consider it if it's almost unbearable outside. Consider it twice that in the car.
Right. So thank you so much for the reminder. And again, Haven Humane cat adoption spay and neuter $25 for cats.
Yes, and this is a limited time, so it goes by space. So
right.
it's, you know, males and females $25.
Right.
You can't beat that, and that will, you know. Save
Great.
Lives.
Great. Thank you, Amy, for being with us
Thank
this
you.
Morning.
Great
and
work, you folks.
What's the number again?
241-1653.
Great. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank
and
you.
And again, you're listening to KCNR 1460. My guest is Dr. Douglas McConnell. We're going to take an early break here. Jared's at the helm. By the way, let's hurry up with the weather. It's 61 degrees in the downtown studios. Our temperatures are going to be around 85 today with our lows of around 57. Saturday calls for a high of 92. Saturday night, mostly clear with lows of around 59. And sunny and high of 95 on Sunday. And when we come back, let's talk with Dr. Douglas McConnell a little bit about health care. Here you are in your doctor's, what do you call it again? I was gonna say your lab coat.
I'm in my scrubs.
In your scrubs,
which
getting
is
ready.
Really, they're just a really comfortable gear.
Yeah.
And you can, of course,
it's your uniform, your official uniform.
Yeah, it really is. It's my working duds.
It's your working duds. So let's get back. And we're going to be talking about some interesting things with Dr. McConnell's insight in health care with the current coming administration.
Well, it's a subject that's up on the discussions and certainly the newspaper, and unfortunately very, very heavily politicized on both sides of the aisle. And we the people are sort of stuck in the middle being bounced around. It feels like a badminton game.
All right. That sounds great. Well, that doesn't sound great, but it's great that you're here to talk about it. So
the shuttlecock takes a beating.
Okay.
And that's where we are.
All right. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
But it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Life happens, and then it's over. We often spend our whole life attempting to find purpose and pleasure in this life, and yet neglect the life that follows. There are those who believe nothing comes next, and they live their life accordingly. I have no doubt there is life after this one, and it's too amazing for words. You're invited to join us as we learn how to enjoy this life to the fullest, while at the same time preparing for the next. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard, plus it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Turn that up for me, buddy. Yeah.
Yeah. That's Linda's song.
I like to have it blaring. It's Friday. Welcome to the show. It's Memorial Day weekend, believe it or not.
Yes,
we just had a call from Donna about what's happening. So Jared looked it up, like all these events. Carl, right now, if you're just tuning in here on KCNR 1460, this is Linda Bott. My guest is Dr. Doug McConnell. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good.
And you're here in your lab coat and your scrubs because you're going to be speaking to a group of nurses today.
Yes.
And we were talking before the break that let's talk about a little bit about the new healthcare.
I would, because today I'm talking to a group of nurses, many are graduates of the North State, particularly Shasta College and other areas, and relatively new hires within the last year. And these are people that are dedicated to working with the patients and citizens of the North State. The truth is, healthcare at all levels, being physician, nurses, PAs, respiratory therapists, you may go to school or and get the technical training and have a degree on your wall, but the rest of it's an apprenticeship. And the skill part of healthcare doesn't come the day you get a diploma in any field. I was called doctor when I was turned 26. The next day I started my residency, and my chief resident told me, "You're the dumbest guy ever because you don't know anything yet." I had an MD degree, but the next 8 years was my training and assimilation in the process and learning the art and science and the skill set and the judgment of healthcare. That's true for nurses, respiratory care, and so forth. So when a nurse graduates, they have a degree. They're very proud. Their family's happy. But they now enter a process where they're the new nurse, and they're mentored. They have to learn from the other folks, the senior people, just like I did at UCLA from the senior folks. And you then acquire poise, judgment, confidence in discussing things with families and patients, observational skills, pattern matching, so you actually make good decisions. And you learn how to interact with the medical staff, which sometimes is its own challenge. And I have to apologize for that sometimes for my colleagues. But be that as it may, the point is that all of us takes many years to mature into a good provider. And that's one of the problems in the great big healthcare debate, which is being batted back across the aisle in Congress. And a lot of politicization and numbers and analysis by CBOs, and basically all of them are probably specious in terms of who really knows how the financing of healthcare. Because Obamacare was really about the financing of healthcare. It wasn't really about the providing it. It was about getting people access to insurance. But that didn't mean they really had care. There's one thing to have a card in your pocket or a clinic you're named to, but the point is there a provider there? Can you get there? And will they see you for what you need? And do they have the necessary referral pattern to specialists to really care for it? And an entire Obamacare bill, the Affordable Care Act, and even going forward, there's very little discussion, or if any, about are we going to create a pool of skilled and well-trained providers of health care. There was not $1 in the Affordable Care Act of 2010 for any one new physician, nursing school, nursing directors, new programs for creating physician assistants. Not one. Yet it was all about selling to the public the idea that we'll get 40 million people covered.
Let me remind you, our wonderful listeners, that Dr. Doug McConnell is with Shasta Regional. He was brought here from Long Beach, and his expertise is heart. He does heart surgery, heart replacement. I mean, I'm sitting here talking to this guy, and I'm thinking, this guy gets the heart out of the ice box, and he puts it in a person, and they live their life. I mean, and then what we're talking about when you're discussing, it reminds me of a really good surgeon. And it's got to be so frustrating because it's like becoming a fine musician. It's like you are the conductor. You come in, and you have a flow and an instinct. And that's what you're talking about, mm-hmm. that you learn for those years of residency and all those years. And all of a sudden, laws, restrictions, corporate, whatever is, you know, you can only do that with your left hand tied behind your back. And, oh, by the way, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. It narrows down how you can really create. But yet you have, through all of these years, remained to be stellar in your profession.
Well, I enjoy it. And the truth is, I don't do heart surgery alone. I'm part of an 8-member team. And all 8 of us have to know what to do, when to do it to carry out an operation. I've quasi-retired, although I just did some surgery recently.
Quasi? Well, my foot?
Well, I covered for a while and did some cases that needed to be done.
I'm on call. Every time I'm on call, I have to stay close to
people need care. And that's the point, is that the care, you can basically print insurance access cards. But what group of physicians and nurses and PAs and respiratory care therapists and hospitals are behind it? And are they staffed? And do they have personnel? The truth is, that's a real challenge in the North State. And, of course, none of that is discussed in any of these bills. It's because they're political bills. They're about finance. They're promising people things. We'll get your card. we'll get you insured. You'll be on that. But, yeah, the deductibles are going to go from $2,000 to $6,000, which means nobody's paying any
money. But you still have a card.
You. Yeah, you got a card. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you're covered. But, yeah, it's going to take you and your family the first $8,000 of your – if you got to be sick enough, at least at $8,000 of covered care. And then, okay, well, then we'll cover you at some ratio. It's pretty much a sham, I think.
I'd like to, just in the last 5 minutes, if you don't mind, because before the show we were talking about – we don't have to say who it is, but we're talking about something that I think is really interesting for our listeners to hear, and it was a late-night talk show host.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And how the tug of tears, he's misinformed.
That's correct. Yeah, it was well-known, was well-publicized, but he basically had recently, his wife had given birth to a child with a congenital heart defect. I'm not sure of which one and so forth, and required fairly urgent evaluation, and I think initially a staging or palliative operation. I don't think it was corrective. There may be other operations down the line. And on TV, he began to cry and then try to emotionally attach it to the whole debate about health care. Well, children are very special to all of us. But he acted or implied that without the government being involved or these new federal issues coming up, this child might not have been cared for if it hadn't been him, and he's well off. He doesn't really understand, since my time in medical school, every child born in the state of California is covered by a Crippled Children's Services, CCS, and there's an open book to get them whatever care and support there is, no matter what the legal status or the payability of the parents.
So somebody can come in and be like poor.
Oh, absolutely. And I've operated.
Or what did we say, under – what would be the correct terminology today?
Well, they're not documented, undocumented. So
or even if they're documented but they still don't have insurance and they're
– I was the thoracic surgeon at a large children's hospital in Long Beach for 28 years before I came up here. Not once did anybody ever look at the child's ability to pay his parents for whatever they needed. CCS, you may or may – the pay may or not be there from the surgeon's standpoint. The hospitals got paid, but CCS was a long-going state-run program, which was about ensuring that. That was something California decided to do. And that's been covered so since 1969 – at least, every child in this state has had access to any cardiac care, any neurosurgery, any pediatric care, hospitalization, children's hospital, rehab, orthopedic surgery, without any questions asked.
See,
and so he's on television broadcasting this across the world as if, you know, this is really a problem, folks. No, actually, the citizens of California and basically saw to it some time ago. Kudos. I mean, I agree with the value of that. Children really are often, unfortunately, you know, they can't control their presentation in life and the pocketbook of their parents. So if we make a decision as a society to ensure the safety of the children, then we do it. And it's been done. That's the point. He acts like only the Democratic Party and overseeing everything for all the American people can possibly make this happen. It is an absolute falsehood.
Well, this is what we feel like was really important to hear that, your perspective and how you, what you saw and what you know. And I think many of our listeners need to be enlightened about that if they think otherwise, because you're in the know.
Yes. And the other side of that CCS/Medi-Cal bureaucracy is that I moved my office two blocks in Long Beach, same zip code. And once they found out I moved, they just cut off my payments for over almost a year while I reapplied, which was a 128-page reapplication. The reason is they were doing some – that was a new rule they put in for fraud detection because they didn't want to send any reimbursements to a new address. So it took a year to get – any payments for kids we were operating on. I continued to do the surgery. We always took care of the children. The ethics and the pride and the professionalism of the medical profession is something that basically held this together during all those tumultuous challenges. That said, we don't have people in training anymore because very few people are taking the 8-year residency it takes to become a cardiac surgeon or a neurosurgeon because of student loan debt and many issues we can take hours on discussing on the radio. But the point is, there's been no discussion. There's an assumption behind all the political debates that there'll always be providers, there'll always be solvent hospitals, and all that'll be there, and you get to do it. What if they find out, geez, where do all the doctors go? It takes, after medical school, 8 years to create a cardiac surgeon. Even then, he's green. after the UCLA, I then went into the Army, spent years on active duty, got out of the military. Then it took probably another 6 years working with my senior partner, being mentored, until I began to operate on my – could really begin to operate independently.
Well, thank you for your service, for serving the country in more ways than one, not only in the Army.
I love what I do, and I love the people I work with, and it is a personally very rewarding process. And I don't mean dollar sign. It's wonderful to be able to restore people's health and their family. And that's the pay, and that's that ethos and pride has kept this entire profession going in the healthcare. It is being hacked apart by politicians.
This is why you're one of my heroes, because you actively speak out loud, and you're in there. You're in the trenches. All these years you've been in the trenches. We've got to take a break.
Yep.
Doug's going to have to head out at 7:45 because he has a lecture. And Carl is also speaking, so that's what's happening this morning. But we have some wonderful guests that are going to be coming through here. Will you hang out with me for the next 15?
Consider it an honor.
Okay.
Absolutely. Always enjoy that.
We'll be right back here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I wanna rock! Get ready to rock the Cascade Theater, June 15th to the 24th, with the Tony Award-nominated Broadway musical, Rock of Ages. Relive the 80s with the music of Styx, Journey, Pat Benatar, Twisted Sister, and more. Get your tickets to Rock of Ages and the VIP after party at the Cascade Box Office, 243-8877, or cascadetheater.org.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. You know what? It's amazing what happens at the break. Okay, so in walks Carl Bott, who just finished talking at the Rotary function. You'll hear about that with some young Americans that are going to the armed forces. Doug McConnell left in his lab coat and his scrubs. He's on his way to go speak to, you heard this, with a bunch of nurses that he's going to be talking about medicine. And the Strawberry Festival people are here, and my mouth is watering. So I'm turning it over now to Carl, and I think they brought in something. I hope they did some munja munjas we can hear about, the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival and car show that's happening this weekend. Now it's my time to exit and turn turn the mics back over to Carl.
Good morning, and we're sitting here with Frank Muse and Melanie Carmichael, and we're going to be talking about the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. Frank, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Man. Hey, it's not only that, but you guys made a big move over there at Northern Lights.
Oh, yeah. Everything's a big move.
Everything's a big move. Huh?
Right now, the only thing in my life is Strawberry Festival.
Okay, Strawberry Festival.
Strawberry Festival.
Strawberry Festival. Okay.
Starts tomorrow morning, and we're going to start out with the 4-H, all my kids in the pig group are serving breakfast at the Mary's Pizza Shack trailer.
Okay.
And we got pancakes, strawberries, and sausage for $5. And it starts at 7 and goes till 9:30 or when we run out. But there is a whole lot going on besides that. We got car shows. We got antique tractor and truck shows. The actual show itself at the strawberry starts like at 10 o'clock and goes till around 4. And
but you got to get there early if you want to have breakfast.
Well, that's,
now,
you know, right? Everybody that whines that we ran out should have got up a little earlier. So you got to get down there and get going.
No whiners.
We're at West Valley High School, and we have been for the last couple of years, which has really worked out good because of the parking, and there's just more room and two different ways to get in there. And it's been very successful. Marlene, who's with me, Carmichael, she's in charge of about everything. And how many vendors do we got lined up this year, Marlene?
We have 114.
114 vendors?
Yes. Yeah.
Three stages of music?
Music.
And horse rides?
Yes.
Pony rides.
Oh, okay.
Big ponies.
What's the sensory safari? What's that?
Well, I call it the headhunter van. The safari.
Oh, Safari Club International.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
I got it.
Oh, yeah.
And they entertain the kids and give out balloons and all that kind of stuff. They go to the logging show. They go everywhere.
300 pounds of strawberries, 4,000 shortcakes, and 100 3-gallon buckets of ice cream.
Yeah, that's just my share.
Okay, and maybe almost a billion napkins. Okay,
yep,
maybe.
Absolutely.
Okay. Marlene, how long have you been involved with this?
About 18 years.
How did you get involved?
Somebody asked me at the school to come on board, and I did, and it's been real fun ever since.
Have you had a great time doing this?
Yeah.
I bet, there's still a lot of stuff to do to kind of put it all together.
It's a lot.
And so everybody volunteers to do these
yes.
things.
Yeah, nobody's paid.
Nobody. Well, yeah, it's kind of like radio.
Yeah.
We start again the day after this event, and we start planning for next year.
Gosh. Well, I tell you what, every time you all come in here, the strawberry shortcake that you bring is just, you know, the rest of the show goes downhill quick after that because we're in we're into our strawberry overload. Because you don't make little bitty strawberry shortcakes.
No.
It's big strawberry shortcakes.
Humongous.
How much are we charging for those out
$8
there? $8. And that's more than you can
normally. I tell you what, $8 would feed a family of three or
right.
four.
And we have other food vendors also out there. Marlene, just touch on that a little bit.
Well, we have tamales, we have tacos, we have dogs on a stick, we have pizza, we have Philly cheesecakes. There's a lot of different things out there, snow cones.
And one of the big things has always been in the past is having a place to sit down. We have a lot of people walking around and older people, younger people, everybody wants to sit down and eat.
Yeah.
So Ivor and Chad Amon are bringing in a full truck and trailer load of straw bales. And we scatter that all over the place, so everybody's got a place to sit down.
Oh, that's great. And you know what? If you get a ticket, your $8 ticket entitles you to one serving of strawberries plus free parking, right?
Yes.
Yep. Everything's free.
I have in my hand 4 tickets that I will give away, 2 at a time, because I don't think one person should get all 4.
Oh, no.
No. So I'm going to give away to the first person that calls, the first 2 people that call, Strawberry Festival tickets, which includes 1 serving of 8 pounds of strawberries, or an 8-pound basket of strawberry. No, it's, well, it's a strawberry shortcake that with ice cream and all that stuff. Plus, have a great time walking around, 110 vendors and all these things.
Oh, we got everything.
So when you start calling, the first two callers gets two tickets apiece. Here they come. Okay, that's the first caller, and we need another caller. And then you, too, will get these, and this is going to be up in Happy Valley. It's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be a great time. It's going to be at the West Valley High School on Happy Valley Road near Gas Point Road. 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. At 7 a.m., the Pancake Breakfast by Happy Valley 4-H Swine Club starts. And that's extra. You pay extra for that one.
Yeah, that one there, we charge $5 a head.
$5.
And that's basically a donation to the club.
Sure.
This is a fundraiser for our group.
And then strawberry serve from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. or until gone. So you're going to get these tickets, and we've given away the first set of tickets. So give us another phone call at 605-4567, and you can get a... Oh, my gosh. Is this what it looks like when people get
it? Oh, that's the little one, Carl.
This is the I got the little one. And I tell you what, you cannot believe how beautiful this is, these strawberries.
Wouldn't you like to be a grandkid at my house?
Oh, yeah.
We eat this way all the time.
Yeah. This has got to be...
A handful.
Oh, it's got to be a pound. It's got to be at least 1 pound of strawberries and cake and ice cream. So, 605-45... Oh, we got them. Okay. All right. So... Oh, we need one more. Okay, 605-4567 for the Strawberry Festival. You guys are up. Come on. I know you guys call me for things that aren't even good. So,
and remember, Carl, it's free.
Here it comes.
Free parking, free, and free to get in.
Free parking and free to get in.
We
like free, but these tickets will get you the strawberries for free. Two tickets. Okay, we just got them. Thank you, everybody. You know, I've given away things before. I'd have no idea why people call in. But this, and Linda's over there going, boom, 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 munchy, munchy.
Well, skinny as she is, she needs to eat a couple.
Yeah, I've got to fatten her up a little bit. Okay. All right. So, again, tomorrow, the Happy Valley Strawberry Festival. It's going to be at West Valley High School on Happy Valley Road near Gas Point Road. Starts at, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m., but the 7 a.m. Pancake Breakfast starts. Strawberry start at 10 a.m. Class cars, car show, hot rods, trucks, motorcycles, lots of chrome.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to have that big truck of yours out there?
Actually, Marlene's making a stage out of it.
Oh, is that right? Great. Yeah. Antique tractors. 110 vendors, entertainment on three stages, pony rides, the Wheels the Clown.
Yeah, he's probably the most famous clown.
Balloons for kids, free admission and off-street parking. Gosh, it's just going to be great. Okay, a nonprofit, funds go back to local community groups.
Every bit of it.
And how many people do you get there every year? It must be thousands.
Marlene?
In between 4,000 and 5,000.
4,000 to 5,000, and now, and four of you now have free tickets.
That's
right. Carl, what we'd like to stress is we use our local high school and Teen Challenge and a lot of people that help us put this on. And all that money goes back into these groups. We donate from everything from the cemetery to the basketball teams. And what else, Marlene?
Oh, the fire department, Little League.
Yeah. So the money doesn't leave. Are you eating, Carl?
I'm eating right now.
So every bit of this money gets donated back out there to the community. It's not something that's shipped off to another country or something.
Okay. You know what? This is great. We love things like this. Frank Muse, Melanie Carmichael.
Marlene.
Marlene, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're going to be wearing them strawberries.
Well, I tell you what, it's like a 1 pound of strawberries. It's on my notes here. And I started
your
out
new
I
breakfast,
knew it,
Carl. Your new
I
breakfast.
Knew it started with an M-A-R. Okay.
Hey, I answered to anything.
I had two choices, Marlene, okay, and I missed it. All right. But I got Carmichael.
That's right.
Okay, good. And Frank Muse. Frank Muse. I'll never forget Frank Muse. I wake up sometimes in the middle of the night screaming his name.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Hang in there, Linda. You deserve a medal.
Hey, thanks a lot, everybody, for being here. And you know what? If you want to have a great time and, you know, it's local and it's everything, go on out to Happy Valley tomorrow. Thanks a lot. And thanks for what you're doing.
You bet.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for you guys.
Oh, hey, look, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Nothing to get hung about. consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003. And now, Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete two advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system, and Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Two young men looking to impress two young women invite them to meet their rich auntie at tea. When auntie cancels at the last minute, their male friend steps in and the laughter begins. Riverfront Playhouse presents the comedy Charlie's Aunt by Brandon Thomas, directed by Maria Drake. May 13th through June 10th, Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2. Tickets available at the Cascade Theater box office, by phone at 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Welcome Promise back to, not to have a major sugar.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. It's about 14 minutes to it. Have you done any commercials today? Any live reads or anything like that? Any?
Well, I would like to talk about Sunday. Can you turn me up? I don't know what I was doing. What was I doing there? There we go. There we go. Oh, gosh, we've had a zoo in here. It's been great. Sunday. If you're at Happy Valley Festivals, obviously, Strawberry Festival is going on. But Sunday, View 202 from 11:30 to 2 o'clock. Come on out. It's going to be a gorgeous day. It's not going to be super hot. And I'll be out there with my jazz combo. 11:30 to 2, you can come out for a cocktail or an iced tea. By the way, they have this killer lemonade. And it's like a lavender lemonade I had the other day, which is great. Non-alcoholic. You can enjoy the food is really fantastic right now. I have to just say that there's been like a great resurgence of wonderful food at View 202, 11:30 to 2. So come on out. Okay, Carl's like in the middle of a strawberry crunch.
Okay, I'm back.
I mean, when they serve, it's a boat full of strawberry shortcake.
Did you get some? Jared got some. Right?
Make sure your fingers are clean.
Jared's face. He's got a beard.
We need like.
We may have to spray Jared. We may have to spray him down. You know. You've seen those things like, like the trough and brew where you go in and they pour chili in this big trough and you put your face in. And you don't use your hands. You just put your face in there. Then they come in with these jugs of spray that they spray your face off with. There you go. Everybody's going, what place is this? The trough and brew. It was off of Saturday Night Live from probably 30 years ago. That's where my memory goes. Okay.
Gosh, hope everybody's having a great day. We're going to have Dr. Kara Tennant in, of course, right after this. The a lot of things going on, and you know it's amazing. Last night in Montana, the Democrats are making a big run for this congressman's seat, and the congressman who's running against this the Democrat, the Republican. Now, he wasn't like universally accepted by all the Republicans. He's a tech guy and all this, you know, and he's going through like he's at a barbecue for people that have worked for him, and it's the day before people are voting. And this guy from the Guardian, the British paper that's been attacking him, came up, and the guy stuck a phone in front, you know, a recorder in front of his face and started yelling questions at him. Anyway, he ends up in a fight, a physical fight, where he knocks the guy down or throws him down or something. The guy falls down. So the guy running for Congress gets arrested.
Oh, dear.
For misdemeanor assault. So this is on election day. Anyway, and so the Democrats are going, yeah! Well, not so fast. The guy still won by single digits, but he still won. But they're saying, oh, well, look, you know, Trump took this state by 20 points, and this guy only won by single digits. But he won comfortably. It wasn't like one digit. I mean, it wasn't like 1%. It was like 8 or 9% he won, even after the fist fight and the arrest. So Democrats are going saying everything the Democrats are running against, saying, oh, this is our chance. Hey, we're really going to get this one. And they lose. So now they're running down to Georgia saying, we got a chance down here in Georgia and in Atlanta. Well, you know, in Atlanta, they may have a choice. Who knows? A chance. But I thought that was great. Here's a guy running for Congress. The guy, you know, even if the people are that unfair. Now, I'm not running for Congress, so I can't, you know, I know what I would probably do. If people keep sticking things in front of your face, you just kind of react. But I'm not running for Congress. I think at that point in your life, you ought to be used to it. That people are going to be nasty. They're going to poke at you. They're going to say things that aren't true about you. Especially running for this point with the, you know, on a national level with the Democrats. The Democrats are going crazy out there. They've reached a point where they've just kind of like, they were having psychotic episodes. The good news is that on the studies, they have found these psychotic episodes have tapered off. Where before, after Trump was elected, they people were reporting psychotic episodes because of their anger at Trump being elected. But that's tapered off now over the last few months. And if you take a look at our friends, they haven't, you know, it has. Now, my cousin is there every so often. She'll throw something out there on Facebook. And every so often, our friend Judy will. But it's tapered off. It's tapered off that, well, you know, Judy puts out things that are, you know, well thought out and all that. But it's kind of like everybody's taking a deep breath and going, okay, now if we want change, we're going to get in there and work. We're not, you know, like my cousin would be throwing firebombs out there. But it's all backed off. It's, you know, they've
what are you going to do? It's going to drive you mad.
It will. It's like when Obama was elected the second time. We could have gone crazy out there and done all this stuff too, but we chose not to. We chose to work hard, you know, and point out the mistakes he was making and point out the things he did good.
Well,
there were things that he did that, you know what? You know, you can say what you want about Obamacare, but this, you know, but this part about pre-existing conditions, as far as I'm concerned, it's always should have been there. Now, should it pay more because you've got a pre-existing condition? Probably, because you're going to be seen a lot more. And then you're looking at seniors. Should seniors pay? Should their premiums be a little bit higher than, say, younger people? Yeah, maybe. Because they shouldn't be unpayable. Because seniors see their doctors a lot more. Let's just face it. More things start going wrong. Anyway. Except
Well,
Jared.
What I want to say is this about that.
About that. Oh, that. I like that. I want to say this about that. This just sounds like Roseanne and Dana.
We are. Yeah, I want to say this about that. You can't tell me that. Not everybody sitting around the table isn't rolling their head and their eyes over this administration, over this, what's happening in our country, over the craziness with Comey and the craziness with Flynn and the craziness with all this stuff that's just, I just had a conversation, especially my artist friends, really having a hard time feeling the flow because of the fact that there is... I don't know if it's a constriction. I don't know. It's just there's a crazy energy going on in our world, and I know that you're you think in patterns differently than I do.
I think linear. You think in other ways.
Well, again, we think in different patterns. So
no, I mean that I think very linear. Most men do. Than women. Women don't think
well,
in
I think
linear.
You're
and
a Marine.
That's not bad. Well, yeah, and that's the other
so
thing.
So you're used to the kind of the marching rote thing, and I kind of go by feeling. And, you know, I was talking about with Doug about that, about when you're kind of like, you know, when you're doing music, you want to be able to flow. And so anyway, we're fighting against the fact that, you know, right now there's a lot of negativity and it is constricting because you can't really discuss certain things at tables or lunches because you don't want to get into fights. So then you talk about the niceties. It's very like almost restrictive British time. Well, if you can't talk about anything, stick to the weather. Stick to the weather.
But see, that's true to a point, but.
Can you do that while you're eating?
While you're eating the strawberries
in your face?
I have to put down my.
Okay.
The point though is that we as adults we should be able to speak about things. I can sit down and talk with Judy or other people that you know about our differences, but it doesn't mean at the end of it we're punching each other in the face. No, and that's okay. You know, my cousin, I don't care if she throws out fire blast and all that because I love her and she's my cousin, even though I haven't seen her in probably 50 years. or maybe not that long. Okay, maybe 4 years. But the point is, though, is we should be able to talk about it, sit at a table. Now, the thing that happens, though, is because the people that are against Trump have a different level of intensity than the people that support Trump. Let me explain that.
I'm not sure I agree with that.
Well, no, let me explain that. This
okay.
is what I mean. The people that are opposed to Trump in this administration or at a higher level of intensity. They are riled up like people were when Obama was elected and he was doing all these things that people disagreed with. What came from that? The Tea Party began. All of these organized groups to fight against Obama, which led to him and his party losing all of these seats in Congress and in the state houses and all this. Because the people were so agitated. Their level of intensity was a lot higher than the ones that supported Obama. Well, now you've got the ones that are opposed to Trump are at that level of intensity where they're forming groups.
Okay.
They're going to congressional meetings.
I'm glad you broke that down because
and they're at that level where they want to take back. They want to take back those state houses and those assemblies and all this and Congress and the Senate. They want to take it back. Their level of intensity is higher than once because Trump people are saying, look, we won. You know, step back, step off. We won. We want to make these changes. Now, the only thing that is, though, is that the Republicans that are in Congress have to remind themselves where they came from and what the people that elected them want them to do. And if they can't do that, then they're going to lose. They're going to lose. They're going to take those people that said, we gave you a chance. We gave you the presidency. The House of Representatives and the Senate, and you still haven't accomplished anything. At that point, Democrats come back in again. It's simple. It's levels of intensity and getting the job done. I want to ask Doug LaMalfa. So we still have 22 veterans killing themselves a day, Doug. What have you all done about that in the last year? What have you done exactly?
Well, I mean, do you think they've looked at proposals for programs. I'm sure. In fact, when you had the cryotherapy guy on yesterday, I thought that was rather interesting because I would think many of the cases of the suicidal numbers that you're talking about have to do with opiates
and
chronic pain. So, what kind of programs has the administration looked at? And is he getting any bills passed? Can he even get a bill to the floor is what I'm saying.
He should be because he is part – he's been there for 6 years, and he's part of the establishment now. Now, I don't mean that in a bad sense, but he's part of it. He's not a guy just coming in trying to find his way around. He knows where the bathroom is, okay? He knows where he is on those floors. So he should be able to – you know, so when he comes on next week and it's the first – yeah, he's on the first Friday of each month. We want to be able to talk about that. Anyway, hey, we got to run. We've got to, well, we're going to have the news. We got a lot more stuff coming. I believe Dr. Kara Tennant's going to join us.
Animal safety.
Animal safety. We'll be right back after these messages.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
President Trump is praising the Republican who won Montana's special House race last night.
The president called it a great win for Montana, even though Republican Greg Gianforte is charged with misdemeanor assault after allegedly slamming a reporter to the ground. At first, Gianforte's office blamed the reporter, but after the special election, the GOP winner apologized for his actions.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston, Gianforte will fill the seat once held by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. Former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is cheering President Trump's speech in Brussels this week, in which he called on NATO leaders to pay their fair share for the alliance's costs.
President Trump is exactly right. He's talking to the right people, and there's no question but that the deterrent effect, if the NATO allies do what President Trump is suggesting, the deterrent would be vastly greater than it is today.
Rumsfeld told the Salem Radio Network in an interview today it was important to NATO leaders heard that message directly from the president. U.S. orders for long-lasting manufactured goods dropped in April for the first time in 5 months.
The Commerce Department says durable goods orders fell 0.7% in April after going up by 2.3% in March. The downturn was the first since durable goods orders fell 4.6% in November. Orders for transportation equipment fell 1.2%, pulled down by a 9.2% drop in orders for civilian aircraft.
That's Jeremy House reporting. Many poor children don't know how to swim, so the USA Swimming Foundation says it's going to be helping out this summer.
Really feel learning to swim is a life skill. It's just as important as having every child in a car seat.
That is Debbie Hess with the USA Swimming Foundation, which is going to issue $324,000 in grants to their Make a Splash program this summer. More from townhall.com.
Finding the right software to run your business can feel as intimidating as starting a business in the first place. It can be done, but you need the right resources. Stop wasting time on free trials that go nowhere. Get advice from people who've been there on Capterra.com. Capterra helps you find the software solution for your business needs. It's an easy-to-use website with over 400 categories of software to choose from. Whether you need help with project management, customer service, or email marketing, Capterra is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And here's the best part. Using Capterra is absolutely free. There's no obligation. You don't even need to register. It's a free resource that will help you make the right software decision. Every month, millions of people use Capterra to find their business software. Join them in running a better business by visiting Capterra.com today. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
The militant Islamic group Hamas that rules Gaza is condemning the attack on a bus carrying Coptic Christians in Egypt. A spokesman called the shooting an ugly crime today. More than 20 people were killed. British police investigating the Manchester Arena bombing made a new arrest today while continuing to search addresses associated with the attacker who killed 22 people. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly told CBS this morning that so far, U.S. officials have been able to prevent this kind of attack in the United States.
We're a free and open society. That's the greatest news, I think, in the world to people like us. But at the same time, it is a vulnerability. We're restricted and should be on collecting too much data on private citizens. I mean, you have to commit a crime in this country, in our country, to get the police after you. So it is a vulnerability, but it's one we work with.
More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that with a budget committee approval, Wisconsin is now one step closer to becoming the first state in the country to require childless adults to undergo drug screening to receive Medicaid benefits.
The National Conference of State Legislatures says 14 other states do have some type of drug screening or testing requirement as part of their programs for public benefits. But Wisconsin's governor is trying to make his the first state in the country to require it for Medicaid eligibility.
That is correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Democrats don't have the votes to block changes to the Medicaid rules in that state. California health officials say a botulism outbreak linked to nacho cheese sauce appears to be limited to a single opened bag of that sauce. A statement yesterday came after the Department of Public Health said it found no traces of the toxin in another unopened bag. More from townhall.com.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, and the mics are open there, little lady.
And I was saying I was a novice.
7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I've been doing those for what?
Well, I didn't know. Usually when
because when I hold my hand up, what's that mean?
No, when the introductory music is on, the mic shouldn't be up yet.
Well, because we come back quick on this
Okay. Well, you're sitting in the main chair now because I'm not leading. But anyway, I was talking about I was a novice.
After the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 26th of May. 2017. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What's the weather look like?
Well,
what's the weather look
currently
like?
Currently 62 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 85 degrees, mostly clear tonight, with our lows of around 57. This is a great time to be out on the lake and do all kinds of events. Saturday calls for a high of 92, Saturday night with a low of 59. Sunday calls for a high of 95. And Memorial Day, sunny and hot with a high near 99 Monday night. Mostly lows, our lows of around 65. And Tuesday calls for a high near about 100 now. Tuesday night's around 65. That's forecast. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Now let's go to the phones for our Wells Fargo Vice President of Investment Advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning. What's going on in Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Well, major averages are starting up mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 7 points at 21,075. The S&P 500 is down a point at 2,414, and the NASDAQ Composite is positive a point at 6,206. Active stocks on the NASDAQ, Nutanix up $2.01, trading at $19.56 per share. Marvel Technology up 39 cents at $17.34. Sirius XM up 14 cents at $5.26. For local stocks of interest, retail stocks, Best Buy down $1.64 at $59.61. Target up a penny, trading at $54.21. And Costco up $3.55 at $178.23. Over in the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced 2.24%. And for commodities, gold is up 60 cents at $12.59.80 per ounce. Silver off 9 cents at $17.03. And crude oil up 33 cents, trading at $49 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. You know what? She's the one. She's the one to go to. I promise you. Susan Eastman, first vice president for investments. You know what? She knows what she's talking about. Great lady. We've known her for 10 years. She's down there at 2705 Park Mina Drive right here in Redding. Give her a call, 530-243-7564. If I stop 6-1, if when I stop talking, you're going to hit me?
No, not okay. At all.
We're here with
good morning,
Dr.
everybody. Kara, it's Friday.
Dr. Kara Tennant. Why is everybody laughing right now?
Because you're picking on me, so I have my safety clip ready. If you come past it, it's going to get poked. You're going to get poked. Okay. No comment.
I know you'll do it. I've come out of here bleeding before. Dr. Carrot.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You probably need a Neutiros.
I'm going to have to separate you two.
Carrot Tana is with us, and we're going to be talking about summertime and pets. That's and what are we... and what? And really, it's a serious subject.
It is a serious subject. And so I thought I talked a little bit about rattlesnakes last time.
Oh,
and
good.
What I do want to talk about is...
I've been seeing a lot of that on Facebook.
Yeah, and you know...
Reading Gun Club, we were killing them everywhere out
oh
there.
Oh, my goodness.
Really? Yeah. People in their backyard, their pets in their backyard, and neighbors across the street.
Yeah. And yeah. you know how...
Lady, the chicken lady killed
chicken
them?
Lady.
Oh, was killing them?
They had a rattlesnake on their back step.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I just want to... It's right close. Well, she has chickens. So we love her. So
she is
knows
such a great person. Yeah.
But anyway, so we're right here. We're downtown. We're right downtown. Mm-hmm. So interesting.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Like
not to interrupt you.
Here.
Yeah. Well, you know how I love prevention, right?
Yes.
Prevention is key. And so a lot of people don't know. I didn't talk about it last time. Is rattlesnake aversion training. And that's going to be the best thing for your dogs. And what that is there are trainers in the area that will actually come out and they will train your dog to run away if they see a snake.
Wait a minute. Does this hurt the little doggy?
Nope.
Okay.
Not at all.
This isn't like they put a snake in front of them and then smack them?
There might be an electric collar involved. Okay. I don't exactly know.
But what they want to do, though, is if they see a snake, they come inside.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of like walk away from it, let you walk over there.
Yeah. Or they run away.
Or
no, they don't
away.
Let you walk over there.
Right.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you go over there and you can dispatch the snake. I don't know.
What's going on over here, elk killer? Wow!
So are snakes like because of the wet and then the heat? With our weather, is it rattlesnake season, but are we having an influx of more snakes?
You know, I don't know. I know it's surprising, but I don't know a lot about snakes.
Well, one time we did a few years back.
But they love the hot weather, and now it's getting hot and it's not raining anymore. So.
Well, see, and that was the thing a few years ago when we were in this drought. They were coming down from from wherever they were. Lord, trying to find water, and people were killing them everywhere. Mm. We had one next door to us, but now we've got one across the street. And the Reading Gun Club, you kind of expect that because you're out there, and you know it's a lot of open areas down there, and it's hot, and there's places for them to hide, and I'm sure there's rodents and everything down there, which probably, you know, it's a food source for them or squirrels or whatever. So, but you can do aversion training. That's great.
Yeah, and a couple of people I work with, including one of the doctors, had her dogs go through the training, and that was probably 3 or 4 years ago. And you can do refresher, too, like a refresher course where if you want to go and just make sure that your dogs are still trained to be, you know, to run away. And it works. And one of the doctors I work with, her dogs, she has a little farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they encounter snakes very, very often. Uh-huh. And they run away. They run. They don't even go close. Because dogs are, you know, they're predators. They like to chase things and they like to kill things. And so if they see something moving like that, they're going to go for it. But we all know rattlesnakes are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
So when we saw you earlier, when you came in, we said, how is it going? You said, I've been so busy. Work is really busy. Can you share with us? And we got to take a break. How about after the break? Take an early break. Come back. Let's find out what's really happening, trending.
Mm. All right.
Well, all right. Dr. Carrot Tennant is our guest. We're listening. You're listening to KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. And oh, whether we didn't do this earlier, got to say, how do we get through all of these? You know, you see that we're scheduled all the time with so many different events. It's because we get home and we're able to get into our sleep number bed. And that's the truth. And I know you hear a commercial where I say 55. And the good thing about that is that I am at 40 and I can switch back and forth.
Your sleep number
depending
setting.
My sleep number setting, depending on what I like.
Oh, it is.
Because I can choose my number every night.
That's right. And, you know, the thing about Sleep Number is they're always coming up with new technology, the new Sleep IQ technology, the pillows, everything they do. And we can't say enough. We've been talking about it for 3 years that we've had it. And it's, you know, we believe in it, and we wouldn't send people down to get a mattress because, you know, you can say that they're, you know, well, you know, you're paying a little bit more. Well, you're paying for a good night's sleep, and how much is it worth? And right now, during this big their mid-annual sale, you can get a queen C2 mattress for $699.99. And that's a great price, you know, that you can set how the firmness of your bed. And it changes because your days change. Head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go on in. See any of the professionals there. They're going to show you how this will make a difference in your life. Sleep Number. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant.
People try to put us to death.
Generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Reading weather is heating up again, and that means air conditioning in your car or truck is not optional. I trust St. John's Automotive on Eureka Way to do the job right with one-stop service for my car. They are family-owned with fair prices, outstanding work, and great customer service. They do it all. Call St. John's Automotive 2040 Eureka Way at 605-4889. That's 605-4889.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Linda and Carl Bott. It is 64 degrees, going up to 85 today. It's going to be beautiful today, tomorrow, all over Memorial Day weekend. Let me say a few things that are happening, of course. On Sunday, that little town up north of us that starts with a D. Help me here.
Dunsmuir.
Thank you. is having a Memorial Day ceremonies. On Monday, right here out at IGO at 5:55, their Memorial Day ceremony. It's going to be a big event out there. And Tuesday at 11 a.m. Going to be down at the Civic Auditorium. I'll be the MC down there, but we're going to have guest speakers, Mike Dahl, and we're going to be honoring a lot of different people. And, of course, for Memorial Day, that'll be Tuesday. Friday, tonight, starts off the Colt 45 season. Starts tonight, and Jared, our producer here, is the man that does all the production of it at night.
You know, and we'll be playing the Santa Rosa Rosebuds tonight.
The Santa Rosa Rosebuds. You know what? That's going to be fun. And that's the starts of the season. And what a great way. And they're going to be honoring veterans tonight. And I've got two tickets to the Colt 45's game. These are good for any game of the year, by the way, not just tonight. But if you're looking for a great time to go out, and it's going to be cool tonight because it's only going to go up to 85, and it's, you know, when the sun's setting, you're going to have a great, probably should even bring a little jacket out there tonight. 605-4567 for two tickets to the Colt 45's game. It's good for any game of this season. And these are $5 tickets. So give us a call, and you be the one to get them. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Good morning.
Good morning. Animal Hospital. And yeah. she is here for keeping your pets safe during summer. And the first thing she said was, hey, you know what? A lot of rattlesnakes coming in. So there's rattlesnake aversion training, mm-hmm. which what it does is a trainer will have your, you know, through a variety of means, have your, you know, train your dog to avoid snakes, any snake, because mm-hmm. the dog can't tell the difference. And so the dog will run away or leave them alone. Now, that's just one of the things to keep our pets safe this summer, right?
That is just one of the things.
So what are some of the others?
So the other thing that I want to talk about is going out to the lake.
Okay.
Right? Because it gets really hot and everybody likes to go out and cool down and take their pets with them. And so we need to make sure that our dogs know how to swim. And everyone thinks, oh, that's innate. You know, dogs are born knowing how to swim. But that's not always the case. And
really?
So, mm-hmm. And so make sure that your dog does know how to swim before you take him out. And even if he does, a life jacket is a really good idea because dogs, especially someone like a lab, you know, who loves the water and will swim all day, no matter what, well, they're not going to stop when they get tired. And so what can happen is they'll get tired and then they can drown, especially if you're not paying attention.
Oh my gosh.
And so a life jacket is a really, really great idea.
We never hear this. I don't think I've ever heard this subject talked about.
Oh,
dogs drowning.
You don't, but I know that people that hunt, you know, ducks mm-hmm. and geese, where the dogs will go out and they sometimes have to go for a long retrieve. Mm-hmm. They all have they'll put a life vest on them, flotation. Almost like a wetsuit,
mm-hmm.
and it keeps them warm, but it keeps them afloat too. Mm-hmm. And it's easier for them to paddle, just like it is for people. If you've got a wetsuit on to swim,
yeah,
if it fits you right. So but this is true. If you don't think about it, you keep throwing the stick out, and then one minute the dog doesn't come back. It's not Jaws. It's just they didn't make it back.
Well, no, you would think like with horses and dogs, it's innate. That's just maybe it's, you know, from movie mentality of, mm-hmm. you know, Lassie comes home.
Yeah.
Well, but Lassie drives a car. And,
but Lassie never drowned or never had to worry about that. And in fact, in any of the old movies, you never saw dogs with life vests. It's not a visual that you see from your pet.
That's a good point. It's not.
It isn't because it isn't something people think about. But like I said, if you're into hunting, and I'm not into waterfowl hunting, but I have seen it, you know, and you see them advertised all the places.
I thought they were carrying
life vests for
pheasants in their vests, extra. Really? I did. I thought that's what it was. Like they were carrying the extra ones that the human couldn't carry. Am I right?
No, I just think it's cute.
It may not be a bad idea.
It may not be. They have carrier vests for dogs.
Yeah.
They put water on and everything so they can carry their own water and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I have a dog who loves to – I have two dogs, and one of them loves to swim. The other one hates it. And so the one I have who loves to swim also loves to go paddleboarding. And she will sit on the paddleboard. She'll just sit there. And she watches everything, but she's got her life vest.
Okay.
Because if she falls off, or if she jumps off, or if she's swimming and she gets tired, then she's got her little floaty.
Okay.
That'll keep her up.
And it keeps her feet down, right?
It does keep the feet down.
It keeps feet down.
Yeah.
Because like some life vests that, you know, they found for humans, that it what it does is if you, when you need it, it floats you face down. doesn't work.
That's
like,
a bad idea.
That's a bad idea. So, well, you know what? We don't know if elk color can swim.
We went No, we've never put her in the water. We've never put her in the water.
Well, she likes to shower, but I don't think that means she can swim.
Yeah. No, I've never seen her in a pond.
Not necessarily.
We're going to take her. You know what we ought to do is take her down to Sierra Gibbs. They've got a hotel. They've got a pool down there. And I saw ducks in there.
Oh, great.
I saw ducks in there today, and you know they don't like that. So I want, you know, a dog should be okay.
Anyway, so good advice. Really good advice. I know that when we went kayaking last year, we saw people with their dogs on their paddle boards as well as on their kayaks. And I can't recall if they had on life vests or not.
They didn't.
Life preservers.
They didn't. But no, it is, you know what it is, especially people that paddleboard on the river.
And
you're right.
Definitely put a life jacket on.
Oh, yeah. Well, you put a life jacket on yourself for mm-hmm. that. But, you know, if you're going to have your dog, I haven't seen one on the river yet, but I can't see why they can't, you know, if the dog can swim, but putting a life preserver. And they're not that expensive either.
Mm-mm.
So
no. And you can get them. They have them at PetSmart or Petco and also, Sports LTD.
Okay. Okay. So we've talked about rattlesnake prevention.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about putting life preservers on your dogs if they're swimming, because not all dogs swim.
Mm-hmm.
What's next?
Sunscreen. So we don't typically – I know all sorts of new stuff today, right?
Is your dog sunscreen?
You know, this is the first time I've seen Jared. Jared looks over his shoulder.
No, right? I mean, is your dog
Jared hears a lot of things. But
because our dog is pink. She's pink. She's like almost albino.
So they do market sunscreen for dogs. You can also use sunscreen, baby sunscreen can be pretty safe for them. So you have to watch out with sunscreen and make sure that it's not something that they can eat, because a lot of our sunscreens are actually toxic. Like things that have zinc in it can be really toxic.
Oh, I found out about
that.
Well,
just got one at Costco that's all natural. Oh, that's a bug spray. Okay.
Yes. So you can go. I think Orchard Nutrition has some. You can go online. You also, if you wanted to read more about it, you can go to veterinarypartner.com and then type in sunscreen.
I'm just trying to think of where do you put it on?
So this is when you get concerned. So you get concerned with really light colored dogs. So dogs with white hair or really like blonde hair and pink skin. So ears and nose, especially if your dog has a pigmented nose, you know, like a black nose, then you don't need to be too concerned about that. But or if you're clipping your dog and so you know that you're going to have pink skin more exposed.
Yes.
They can get burned just like we can. And
yes.
They get skin cancer just like we do.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
We can help prevent that with sunscreen. And it's not something that everybody does, because you don't think about that. And they're not all breeds that are at risk for that. But it's really the light colored.
Well, Carl's laughing, but Snooki is pink.
Laughing.
She's pink.
I am not laughing.
She's pink.
I am smiling because she does have little pink ears, you know, on the inside.
Yeah.
But I just, and if anybody
pink
is commenting,
belly.
Anybody is commenting right now, because I don't have my computer with me, so I don't care what you're saying right now about my dog that's got a pink belly. Okay. But she's never shown her belly because she's got a knife, so watch out. I'm not worried about snakes because she carries a little
elk killer.
She carries a little 22 Magnum Derringer. For snakes, all right? She knows how to use it, so watch out. Okay,
yeah,
so.
Anyway, so what, do you spray it on them? You've got to spray it on them.
No.
So I like the lotion. Mm-hmm.
Just rub
so
it in?
So you put mm-hmm. it in their ears
you
and their belly?
In.
And
mm-hmm.
But
and
wait, but on their skin, though, if they got little fur, how do you get in?
So you can use a spray there, but you just have to be careful. Look at the ingredients.
Okay.
So mm-hmm. you can just rub it in. This is mainly for short-haired dogs, though, right?
Yeah, short-haired dogs. I think the long-haired dogs are pretty well protected. You just have to look at their face and look and see, you know, are their ears pink? Is their nose pink?
And if their ears are pink, you probably should rub some in there. Right?
Mm-hmm. So that's like a Maltese?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maltese, Chihuahua, even like the lighter Chihuahuas.
Okay, so when you go up to dog park.
Poodles?
When you go up to dog park today and
like
you
poodles?
Are, Bichon. You can tell all the girls. And guys, about, hey, this is what we learned about today. This is good stuff. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's only going to be 85 today. But guess what? In the upcoming near future, it's going to be in the hundreds. When it's in the hundreds, it's too late if Mr. Air Conditioner is not working. So you call Martin of Alliance Heating and Air, the best in the North State. And you have him come out, or his one of his very well-trained people come out and fix your air conditioning system. How about if you need it serviced, call Martin, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air, not a better place to go to. If I see other people using other, you know, HVAC people, I feel sorry for them because I know that it's not as good as Martin and Alliance Heating and Air. Check out his website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Dr. Kara Tennant. It is 8:30 here on Friday, Memorial Day weekend, opening day of the Colt 45 season.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Powerhouse Solar has been putting the sun to work for you since 2003. And now, Powerhouse Solar has been named a SunPower Elite Dealer. That means Powerhouse Solar has joined a network of more than 1,800 solar companies worldwide that sell, install, and service SunPower products. So is it a big deal? Yeah, it is. To earn Elite Dealer accreditation, a SunPower dealer must achieve a 90% or greater customer satisfaction score on past installations and successfully complete 2 advanced certification courses in topics like the installation and design of a high-efficiency SunPower system. And Powerhouse Solar has done that and gone well above it. Powerhouse Solar selected for their commitment to providing customers with outstanding service and delivering the most effective and reliable solar technology that is available. Powerhouse handles every step of the solar process, including system design, installation, and maintenance, as well as financing, permitting, and rebate processing. There's a bunch of it. They know it. They're experts. Call today, 275-5600. That's 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar.
The Cascade Theater is launching a brand new season of shows June 1st, featuring Olivia Newton-John, Pink Martini, and performances from award-winning country, rock, and comedy stars. Members can start buying tickets June 1st, everyone else June 13th. Become a member of the Cascade Theater today for early access to the best seats, ticket exchange privileges, opportunities to meet the stars in person, and more. Get the rewards of a Cascade Theater membership, 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Did you hear that? Well, we're on.
Friday.
The
opening day of Colt 45's baseball.
We gave tickets away, didn't we?
We gave away tickets to Chris. Chris has got the tickets. And the game starts tonight around what time? About 7 o'clock, Jared. Yeah, right around 7 o'clock. Yeah,
and it's
like that.
It's veteran night.
Yeah, it's veteran night, so if you can come on down there, they're honoring veterans. Plus, it's going to be a great – I've already given away two. You want to give away two more?
Yeah, I think
okay,
we should because –
give away two more.
It's opening night. We love the whole idea of the Reading Colt.
We're going to be there.
In fact, we always broadcast it live, and Kyle DeFore is – The guy, you know, he's so good. Yeah, he's so good. Anyway, he announces the game.
I had lunch the other day. We're each primed for it today.
And we stream it live. It's live here on the air. So KCNR 1460. It's so fun to listen to baseball live on the air because you have to really go into the visual, and I'm all about that anyway. So give us a call here, 605-4567, if you want to go to the game and be there in person. We've got two more tickets for you tonight.
And these tickets are good for the whole season, by the way. So if you, for some reason, you can't make it tonight, you can use it any time during the season for two more tickets, 605-4567. Okay, starts at 7:15 tonight, so you want to get there probably around 7 o'clock. Get your seats a little bit earlier. And for $5, you get a hot dog and a drink. Can you think about that? And that could be a beer because they have beer and wine and all types of stuff. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Veteran-owned business where they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Best place in the world to get a haircut. Man's Law Stronghold. In fact, I'm going there today. I'm going to take Jared in there, too. Because Jared gets his money's worth when he goes
in.
Yeah, he gets like 12 inches of hair. He gets 12 inches of hair cut off. You know, they trim mine. Him, they're going to get in there with a weed whacker. Yeah. Okay. Hey, did I say it was Man's Last Stronghold? It is. Okay, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant. Are you sorry that you're even in here with us today?
You're in rare form.
Well, you know, I tell you what, you get in, you start early, you talk to these young, this 1%. We talk about the 1%ers, right? And it's always derogatory. Well, the 1%ers now, to me, are the ones that join the military. It's about 1%. That's the 1% that I think are heroes. Those are the ones we should cheer on. And we had five of them enlisting, three in the Army, one in the Marine Corps, and one in the Air Force. So they asked me to come down and speak to them today, and Chief Raw Poletti. So, you know, I spoke to them, shook their hands, said how proud of them I am because they are just simply outstanding members of our society. And then ran back here and got here just in time for the strawberry shortcake. And then there's somebody else brought donuts in here. We're not even touching the donuts because we could just all be literally crazy at this point. Anyway, Dr. Kara Tennant is here. We've been talking about things to keep your pet safe this summer. There's rattlesnake aversion training. You need to probably go online and probably find that. The second one is seeing if your dog can swim, but putting a life preserver on your dog. You know, it could be a little, you know, life vest when you're out in the lake or in the water. And the third is suntan lotion for your white dogs that have pink skin. And it may sound funny, but they get sunburned too, and it can cause skin cancer.
It's true.
Wow. Okay. I got to always talk about putting your dog in the car because you love having your little dog come with you during the summer.
Oh, I know. And, oh, gosh, you know, people still do it.
I'm wondering if they realize, if they don't, if you know, I see, okay, for instance, doctor, right up above us is our apartments of the station. And I don't know if somebody's working nights or swing shift, but it was that day we had like 103. And it was, I came in the afternoon for something and somebody was taking their dog for a walk. Now, what would the pavement be? Mm. And you know that, see, oh, dogs have extra pads on their paws for this kind of thing. Right or wrong?
Both.
Okay.
Okay. So we are going to talk about that today, too, because we don't always think that the pavement's going to be really hot on our dog's feet. But they get burns. And their feet are like our feet. So think about people. There are some people who don't wear a lot of shoes and they go barefoot and they have a nice thick callus on the bottom of their feet. They kind of like train their feet. Well, dogs are the same way. So if they're not used to it, and they haven't built up a thick callus to be protective, then they're going to be burned. And treating pad burns, can be incredibly difficult because they can't, not walk on their feet. You know, like they're putting pressure on their feet at all times. And these are, you know, second, third degree burns that we see. And if you can imagine how painful that is, these are really, really tough. So we see them, I would say, pretty often.
Oh, dear.
Unfortunately, because we just don't think about it. And so if it's hot outside and you're out walking your dog, really, really try to change your schedule and walk your pet early in the morning,
or at least put them on the grass,
late at night, or on the grass or a surface that's not going to heat up. Just take off your shoes and feel what they feel like, or put your hands down on the pavement and just see, because they can't tolerate it.
And there's people who are not listening to this show. Let's just say they're just not listening. what do you do when you're driving by and you know it's 110 out? These people are, their dogs are on a leash. They can't, they're like, they can't go anywhere. They can't tell them. Mm-mm. What do you do?
I don't know.
Well, I know what Linda does. She starts yelling at them from the car. I start looking to see, make sure my gun's loaded,
right,
because she goes right at them. She says, that old dog, look at that dog. And they're, usually the person doing it is drinking a big Slurpee. And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? No, but I think it's okay to remind people, be polite about it, is that, hey, this is really hot on that dog's feet. And I realize that, you know, maybe you don't know it, but we just had a veterinarian just told us that she's seeing all these dogs with second and third degree burns on their feet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you tell people that, a lot of times they don't do it because they're mean.
Mm-hmm.
They just do it because they don't realize that they're ignorant of things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what you can think, you know, talking about, and I know this is a little strange, they've got little dog shoes. Don't they?
Mm-hmm.
That you can put on there, like little dog, you know, that goes around their feet for weather like this that protects their feet. But, I mean,
those are tough. You have to train them.
Man.
You know, they have sensors on the bottom of their feet that tell them where their feet are. And so if you cover that up and they can't feel their feet, it can make them a little disoriented.
Is this why they pick their feet up like this?
Exactly.
But it's fun to watch.
I know. They're so cute.
Yeah. Okay, but the big thing then is if you're going to walk your dog, you know, make sure that there's grass.
Yeah.
You know, you may have to walk a little bit on the street, but then put them in the grass so that, you know, that they can protect themselves.
They sweat through their feet too, so covering them up in the
okay,
in
so
the
maybe
heat.
Putting the little shoesies on them is not the good idea.
Maybe not the best idea.
Okay, well,
better for ice, you know, snow and ice.
Oh, okay. Got it. But even then, they put their lip in. They walk.
Okay,
funny.
So we're talking about sunburn paws. Now what? We covered that.
Putting them in the car.
Right, the hot car. And I would say everyone should go online and look up. You just do a search, vet in hot car. There's a veterinarian who sat in a hot car with a thermometer. And I don't remember how hot it is. It's like 85, maybe 90, to see how fast it goes up and see how much he can tolerate. And you would be surprised to see how high it goes up and how
fast,
he's not able to tolerate it very long, where he's just, you know, dripping in sweat. And just think about your pets. They're wearing a whole coat of fur. And so if we think it's hot, it's hotter for them. And so absolutely do not put them in any closed area where you don't have a lot of circulation, so like your car, and they need, if they stay outside, which is not the best option, but I know people do that, make sure they have access to shade and a large amount of water, maybe even a pet tub.
That they can get into.
Oh, yeah. And they're not that expensive at all.
I see these things, you know, these little memes, and it says, your dog came over again today, and the dog's laying in the swimming pool. The dog's sitting on the step in the swimming pool, just laying there, just looking up and said, your dog came by again today. And then they had another one where the dog's inside the car, and there's a sign that says, dog's fine, air conditioner's on, car's running, and he's listening to Boss Skaggs. You know, and the dog's like, but there is a new law, I think, in California. It says if you come up to a car and the dog's in it, it looks like it's in distress, mm-hmm. you can break that window.
Mm-hmm.
Without getting arrested.
And I think they want you to take a picture first.
Oh, that may be.
You know, take a picture,
okay.
And then you
there's
can break
the window. There's probably little things about it. Then the next picture is if you big smile on your face as you're hitting it with a crowbar, breaking the window out. Yeah. But you know what? You know, it's you don't want to see an animal. Or you know what? And it's even worse. You just keep people leaving kids in cars because they forget.
I know.
They forget the kids with them. Well, they can forget the dogs with them, too. And now you got a dead dog.
It happens.
Oh, I wouldn't even come home if I did that. You know, Linda would – you'd never find me. I would just – I would drive to Tennessee and get into a cave if I did something like that to your dog.
It's one of those things that you need to leave something up front for you to remember. You know, if you put your dog in the back or your kid in the back.
Yeah. You put a bear
or you put your purse back with them.
Something you have to
go get it.
I remember once, and I'm just going to share this quickly. I was at a health retreat years ago down in San Diego, and you know we had to do this. We were one of the exercises was we did a circle, and it's kind of like you know taking loads. You know, as you're cleansing and going through this kind of stuff, you're talking about getting a bad memory off your back. So there was a gal there. Really pretty girl in her early 20s, and then she just broke down and cried. And she said, "I had a, I don't know if it was a, if it's a federal, I don't know what kind of law it is, but she had to do time because of the fact that she exposed her dog to heat and it died. And for her, there was such shame and such.
No, it'd be a local law. It's not a federal law.
Well, but she, I think it was not just a ticket.
No, no. I mean, you can go to court for mistreatment of animals.
Yeah. So.
And you can be sentenced to jail.
And she just said, I just had no idea. And so it got away from her that fast. So that sticks with my mind about how horrible you'd feel for all your life for something that you're just not paying attention to. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I just had to share that. Anyway,
okay. We're going to take a break. Our guest is Dr. Kara Tennant, who is our station veterinarian here. And she has all these great ideas every month she comes on. We're going to take a break, but this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. You know, locally owned, locally operated, great customer service. In fact, they pride themselves in customer service. They welcome new shooters, and especially women shooters, because women are making up the newest the largest significant portion of new shooters are ladies. So you're never going to be talked down to at Bastiani Arms. Like I said, the customer service is outstanding, plus their selection of ammo and guns and accessories. Also, Seth Stokes teaches a very, very good concealed carry class there. All of this at Bastiani Arms, and veterans get discounts. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Head on down there today. All right, we'll be right back. It's a quarter till 9 right here on Friday of Memorial Day weekend.
Consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier's in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Memorial Day. How do we celebrate it? By remembering our fallen military men and women. My father's headstone reads Veteran, World War II. Because the cemetery is far away, it had been several years since I visited. It is a peaceful place with a lot of trees. Suddenly, I was interrupted by laughter. I turned around to see a young woman laying out a blanket and putting out a picnic lunch. Her two little girls were chasing each other and giggling loudly. I immediately felt anger. This was not a place for play. Then the young woman sat on the blanket in front of the grave, and I heard her say, "Hello, honey. We thought we would spend the day with you. I just wanted you to know the girls and I are doing fine, and we miss you very much." My heart immediately broke. I turned around to give them their moment of privacy while fighting back tears. We must remember our veterans, and their families too. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Redding Dance Center will present the full ballet production of The 12 Dancing Princesses, as well as a featured medley of upbeat dance pieces titled All the World's a Stage, on Saturday, June 10th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Follow the story of 12 beautiful princesses as they dance throughout a secret kingdom. Watch as a handsome apprentice becomes invisible and works to solve the castle mystery. Tickets can be purchased at reddingcivic.com. This is a wonderful opportunity to watch Redding talent and support your local artistic community. Bring your family and friends for a delightful encounter with music and dance.
Mark, I can't wait for this month's second Tuesday dinner at Peter Chu's Sky Room. It's a great Chinese restaurant, and I am obsessed with their cashew chicken.
I know what you mean. I love the variety of options, so I always order something new. Peter Chu's offers many different options, including Mandarin, Szechuan, and Hunan cuisine. Please join us on Tuesday, June 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Peter Chu's on Airport Drive as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane to help care for the animals and work toward placing them in forever homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals. Happy
back.
Friday, everyone.
Welcome back to Friday here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I hope everybody's having a great day. I hope everybody's going to have a great weekend. But let's not forget what Memorial Day weekend's about. There's going to be a number of ceremonies that are thanking and commemorating the ultimate sacrifice made by our military. And that's what it's about, Memorial Day, is remembering those who have fought and died and given their lives for this country. There's been so many. And if you need to take a time and go Monday or sometime this weekend and maybe stop by. Go up to IGO or go to other places that where there's military that are buried there and maybe drop off a flower or just stand there and just remember what they've done. Because they gave the ultimate for our country because they love this country. They loved what this country stood for. So just remember what it's about. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant, and she, of course, is our fave, and she's in here. Unfortunately, she's obviously been in a fight with a big dog because she's got holes in her jeans. But then Linda tells me that, no, we all have holes in our jeans. So.
I know you love these jeans.
I do. I love those jeans. Mm-hmm. I do love those jeans.
They're very cute.
See, Linda loves them for real.
Yeah.
I like them.
Yeah.
I do. I do.
You hate these jeans.
I do. I like them. What do you think, Jared? Don't you like jeans like that? Yeah, Jared's got thumbs up. Thumbs up.
Okay. See, there you go.
Okay, we've talked
it's a generational
about so many
thing, Carl.
Things.
Just don't date yourself.
I used to have jeans like that when I was a kid. My mom would smack me and tell me to go change.
And she put one of those iron patches on.
She did.
Oh. Yeah.
I had those. I did have those on.
Iron patches. That's
iron
right.
Patches, that's right. Yeah. Hey.
True.
The summer is upon us. We've talked about rattlesnake aversion training for your dogs. We've talked about putting life preservers on them if you take them out in the lake, and so many people do, because they may not be able to swim or they can't swim as far as you think they're going to be able to swim. A suntan lotion for our little light-colored pets because they get sunburned too. Watching how that about their paws when they're on this really hot concrete because you've seen second and third degree burns. Mm. And then, of course, leaving them in a car. Even if the windows are rolled down some and you're only going to be in there for 10 minutes, that it all of a sudden becomes 20 minutes, and 20 minutes may be too much.
Five minutes is too much.
Okay. But what I'm saying is people
think they put the air conditioning on and they run into Rite Aid real fast, but you see this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or that the car, it seems cool, but it's not. Mm. What else?
Oh, you know what I see all day? Foxtails.
Ooh. Oh. How do you know if your dog has one?
Well, and that's the thing. They don't always have one, but what you'll see is you'll see them all of a sudden shaking their head constantly, or sneezing constantly, or they're licking their feet because they've got a little tract that's gone up in between their toes. And this is what once summer hits or once the hot weather hits, this is what I do all day is remove foxtails.
And some of them just isn't removing them. I had a guy next door that had a little beagle. Mm-hmm. And when, his dog was kind of, shaking his head, and then the next day it was his side of his head was so swollen up. Where it had gone in and gotten infected, down to the vet, had to operate, mm-hmm. open it up, and get that foxtail out because mm-hmm. it had gone up either into his, it gone Ooh. Into his ear and swollen. Everything was swollen up.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But where do you? I mean, if for instance in the Benton Doggy Park, it's grass, mm-hmm. but there's weeds around the outside. What does a foxtail look like?
It looks exactly how it sounds. So it's either right now it's going to be. It's green, turning to that light tan, almost brown yellow color.
I'll show you because and the foxtail itself is barbed.
Mm-hmm.
And once it gets in there, it works it the way the barbs are. It works its way in.
Exactly.
And instead of working its way out.
Exactly. And it's hard to get out. So when you pull it out, you're working against that barb.
Right.
And causes some damage. So if it goes up the nose and you're trying to get that out, you see a lot of nose bleeding. If it goes in the ear, it can rupture the eardrum. And that can happen really fast. It can happen, you know, they're out running in along the river. They get a foxtail in their ear. By the time it takes them the 10 minutes to get to the vet, it's already ruptured the eardrum. And so these are nasty little things. And so you just have to be careful where you're taking your pet. If you live on, if you have property, make sure you keep it nice and mowed. Because they're, and it's not just the foxtails, it's the, you know, the burrs and the little, I don't know what they're called. I call them the little spiral guys. Mm-hmm. And they have the little arrow at the end and then the little spiral. Those guys.
But you're taking a lot of those out every day too then.
Oh yeah.
Let's go to the phones.
Ron, good morning. You have a question?
I had to turn your radio station up. I had another friend call in about some stuff. Anyway, I don't know if you've covered or not, but if you have guests coming in, excuse me, that have dogs that have not been trained and they get bit, do you have anti-venom available, and how effective is it, and how much does something like that cost for dogs or cats? So anyhow, I'll take my answer on the air.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ron.
Oh, Ron, are you talking about rattlesnake venom?
Yeah, the venom.
Okay. The rattlesnake.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah, thanks a lot.
So we do carry the anti-venom. It's gotten a little bit cheaper. You know, usually prices tend to increase, but actually it's a little bit cheaper. It's still expensive. It's very effective if you can get there pretty fast. And so if you can get there within an hour or two, then survival tends to be pretty good. And cost-wise, I'd say for, you know, maybe like an average 60-pound dog is probably going to be about $500 or $600. A cat might be anywhere between $300 and $400, roughly. And that's at a general practice. At emergency, it's going to be more, you know, because they have to pay to stay open overnight. And I don't know how much they cost there, but...
So you're talking about a $500 shot,
and
you've got a chance though. Is there shots that can make them immune?
No.
Okay.
No, and they do make a rattlesnake vaccine. We talked a little bit about this.
Yeah, we did one time.
Yeah, and you know, everyone has a different opinion on it. I don't actually carry the rattlesnake vaccine. There hasn't been any studies on dogs that have proven that it's effective. And so when you give the rattlesnake vaccine, you run the risk of an allergic reaction because you're injecting, you know, with any vaccine. And everybody thinks, oh, vets like to vaccinate everything. But, you know, it depends on your pet. But this particular vaccine, you know, I haven't been impressed with anything. I mean, I think they studied it in mice and there's a study there, but it doesn't save you any time. So giving the rattlesnake vaccine, I feel, gives you almost like a false sense of security. Your pet still needs the antivenin. It still needs to be hospitalized, still needs the IV fluid therapy. And the vaccine doesn't make it less serious.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't give it to my dogs.
Insurance on dogs, health insurance on dogs.
Yeah. I mean, insurance can be a great idea. The caveat is that they will not cover any pre-existing medical conditions. So say, for example, your pet is bitten by a rattlesnake today and you want to go next week and get health insurance.
I meant just if you want to have health insurance for your dog.
Yeah.
I mean, how much does that cost, or do you know?
You know, it depends on the plan, right. And it's going to be anywhere between $15 a month to maybe $40 a month. And everyone, and you can just do like a search on pet insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And there are so many different companies, and you just have to look at the plan and see.
Yeah.
Sure. I like the accident insurance because those are things you can't plan for. So like
catastrophic.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. Like hit by car and you have a fracture
bitten
and you're
bitten
by a rattlesnake, and you've got this big bill that you weren't prepared for.
Yeah.
The accident insurance can help.
Eat something.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of this. I'm sorry. We talked about it last time and when we talk about this, it's a liver, something that gets into your liver and like
the leptospirosis?
That's it. Leptospirosis. Oh. Thank you very much. You have a great memory. So, you know, it goes around because somebody had one of her dog. She lost her dog because it, 13-year-old dog, because it had the leptospirosis. She also tested positive for it, and her big standard poodle had it, but didn't, I think. So everybody up there started in the circle, starting to getting their dogs inoculated or whatever it was. And I was like, two or not two. I mean, because I was thinking about the side effects and the fact that I don't really have Snooki in the wild. I have her up at the doggy park. So what's your thought on that?
Yeah, like 1 minute.
Sorry. I thought you
That's
had more time. No. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So it's a lifestyle vaccine. So if you live in an area where you know, like you're in suburbia where you don't have any wildlife, but you know people who have animals with leptospirosis, that bacteria is there. And so I think it's worth it. If you're worried about a vaccine reaction, give it by itself. So don't give it with any other vaccine. Just separate it out.
Cool. Okay. And yeah. It's two injections,
two
right?
Two injections.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Well, you got a whole lot of information.
So fun.
Great.
There's more and more. But
thank you,
Dr.
Kara Tennant.
Hour to an
Care
hour.
Animal Hospital on the top of the very end of Hilltop.
That's right. 20 Hilltop Drive.
Yes.
20 Hilltop Drive. And phone numbers?
244-2287.
Okay. Well, we still got
check
some
it out online. Well, you just cut me off. It's there. I got 30 seconds.
I know.
No, I didn't say that. I said we had about a minute left is what I said. I didn't say anything about 30
All
seconds.
All right. Dr. Kara Tennant, you're amazing. Thank you so much for being our monthly guest and hearing all the things. We've learned so many things today that were so valuable.
It is. And very quickly, rattlesnake aversion training, putting a life preserver on your dog if it's in the water with you, suntan lotion for the animals. The hot pads that their feet can get really hot and get second and third degree burns. Keep them out of car. 10 minutes could be too much, literally, for a dog, especially if it's furry. Vaccinations for this Lexo for the liver. About rattlesnake venom or anti-venom that it's available. Its price has gone down, but it's still going to be
still expensive.
It's still you know around $400 or $500 depending on the size of the animal. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of things. Did I leave anything out? A lot of things.
I think that's it. I think that was a great summary.
Okay. Oh, so and I did it so well, we've just gone over 9 o'clock.
Okay.
So everybody have a great Memorial Day weekend. Remember all the things that are happening this weekend. Monday night, 5:55 out at IGO, Tuesday morning, 11 a.m. in Dunsmuir, Sunday and tonight, Colt 45s, and for the whole weekend, Colt 45 baseball. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. And remember those veterans who gave their most.
Be turned around.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's best.